Hey, Bud, how are you doing over there?
Great! Just grabbing some essentials and we're good to head off. Do I need candied mackerel and jellied jellyfish?
I put your, the former, I put him to sleep so we could talk.
Nothing to talk about, bud. Just want to get back to my life. My life. My life.
Yeah, I don't know that that's such a great idea. You've experienced a tremendous amount of emotional and psychological trauma. It's best you work through some of it before the press and authorities drag you into interviews and interrogations. One's gonna feel a lot like the other, and you'll want a clear head.
Look, Russ, I know what you're trying to do, but we're not friends. You sitting there patiently while I sling moke rope all over your face isn't going to help me deal with the fact that my pop is a murderer and I'm a cosmic disappointment. I mean, I already knew both those things, but I didn't know. But I knew, you know?
I do.
Point is, my life has been one heck of a hell. Granted, a cushy hell where my needs were met, but a grilled cage is a cage nonetheless. No amount of batter will make those bars palatable.
Dirk, it's a gilded cage, you lemon. As in gold? He kept you in a gilded cage?
There he is.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I've spent my life wanting the wrong people to like me, and you're one of them. But it turns out people don't need to like you to do what's right. You're a hero, Rusty. You're my hero. And I don't need you to like me or love me to feel this for you.
Dirk.
But it's time I start looking for people who want my hot mess in their lap. So I'm good. I'll get through the cameras and the long bob of the law. And this time, it won't be on you to carry me.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Below you is the plain of Aethel Toa, but the war eternal is nearly won. To the west, if it can be called that, smoke rises from the final battle of this once hallowed ground. To the east, a vast, towering, black and gold darkwood tree hangs like a gilded cloud. You know where you will find your erstwhile ally, at the front lines. But instead, the front lines are brought to you.
Fireball off the port bow!
The armies of Aethel Toa are firing upon you. Roll for initiative.
I can't see them. I can't counterspell it.
This is going to be a little bit of a unique skill challenge. Your goal is to succeed in an undetermined number of movement checks. Each round, the players need to decide where to put your power reserves. Your engines gives you advantage on your movement checks by increasing speed. Shields increases the ship's AC, and they will be attacking you. And cannons increases the ship's attack, granting advantage on attacks to destroy the SAMs, surface-to-air magic.
I'm our editor.
That's real good.
We're getting Heidegger'd.
This show has so many SAMs.
The initiative opens with a natural 20 on initiative from one of the SAMs.
Cool. Fuck. Thanks. Faceless spell a thing.
And because no one on your team has started yet, you haven't decided where to allocate your energy, and so you have no extra bonuses.
Makes sense.
Fortunately, it rolled a 3. As the fireball comes flying at you, it flies just past the port bow and over your head. That brings us to Iavos.
Wow. A so rare I go first, especially on a 13 extra special. So Iavos is going to start by doing something he does a lot, but in a whole new way. He's going to attempt to bless the ship by basically giving it a little extra fortune and favor of the divinity. So I'm going to use a religion check to kind of grant good luck to the ship defensively.
I like it. We will also be using hit points as they were originally intended to be used in old battle simulations, which is how many times you can get hit with an attack.
Love it.
Right.
Yeah. And your ship currently has 10 hit points.
How much heavy artillery does is 1 point of damage.
All of the, which means everything in the world has one hit point.
Big dick swinging.
I got a 15.
Ooh, that's not going to do it. At y'all's level, I have high standards.
Oh, me too. The odds of me getting a 15 are fucking horrible.
As you attempt to call upon the divinity, you find there is none in this place. It has darkened and dimmed. A distant pinprick of godliness stands somewhere in the void. But I'm also not counting failures, because they get successes that can destroy your ship permanently. So.
It's just the number of times I've used a skill that's so fucking high and failed in this campaign is so unprecedented. Unbelievable.
That brings us to another Sam. That's a natural one.
Thank you, Hedegar.
Haha, I blessed it anyway.
That one is disabled for one round.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Its next action is nothing. That brings us to another Sam.
God damn it.
Not great on the roll. That's an 11 plus 4, and your guys' ship has an AC of 16. So, woo!
Your ship's AC is way better than mine.
Pretty good. Well, it's what benefit of a lean sunsloop. That brings us to Gaspar.
Gaspar would like to suggest a flight pattern to Wuxia to get the SAMs to kind of like face almost each other, or at least the missiles. I want to use deception.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Does that kind of make sense?
That's beautiful. We'll call that a defensive maneuver, and that means you'll add 2 to the AC if you succeed.
Wuxia, remember the last time we were walking back to the manse completely hammered?
Oi!
You kept swaying left and right, telling me that's the way the sea inside you was moving?
Oi, sea legs!
Do exactly that, but whirlpool.
Right!
No, port.
Port!
Excellent.
That's a 19 for deception.
That's definitely going to succeed. You currently have a AC of 18 on the ship, and that counts as a success. That brings us to Wuxia.
Gaspar, you told me how to drive my ship, so next time I get to tell you how to kill!
Deal?
I'm going to make a sea vehicles check.
Hey!
By really bearing down on that there wheel. And I'm going to use strength and my proficiency to just haul ass on this wheel.
Absolutely.
Try to get the maneuver and try to push us forward.
Too. Sounds good to me. Are you going to allocate the ship's energy?
Yes.
To speed?
Yes.
Good.
I score a 10 total because I rolled a 3.
Hot Douglas. But you get advantage because you did allocate the ship's speed.
Christ. That's slightly better. I get a 15 because I rolled an 8.
Not enough.
I didn't think so. Wuxia is thinking too hard about the plan and not letting the sea flow through him.
You're letting your brain ocean speak instead of your muscle ocean.
Exactly.
My muscle ocean.
That brings us to Nelly.
Seeing Wuxia falter and knowing that he works better to music, Nelly draws her lyre and begins ripping a power ballad. I'm going to use performance to try to make a move check.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, hit me.
Do I have advantage on this?
You do. Everybody gets advantage on movement checks until you decide to change the ship's energy allocation.
I'm down for flooring it all the way.
32.
Oh!
Ah! What was on the die?
19.
Jesus, you get plus 13?
That's my girl.
I have expertise in performance.
Ah, there we go. I was like...
And I have a high charisma.
Oh, okay.
Sail to the hill.
It's not how hills or sailing works.
Wuxia, as you lose yourself in the panic and frustration and, let's be honest, fear that you've been feeling, It feels good to have music in your heart again, and especially driving a boat by that same music. With that success, you drive forward one movement point.
Can I do something real quick?
What?
Heave and roll, boys, heave and roll, and heave and roll, boys, heave and roll. Flee the storm, boys, flee the storm, and flee the storm, boys, flee the storm!
Dude, Fawn Force fucking rips.
Yeah. I feel like if Law also does the guitar sounds at the same time, we've got a banger.
That brings us to the last Sam attack. That is a 4+4. These guys roll like garbage.
Ooh. Yay.
Fair notice, every hit point they take will have to be repaired.
These guys have been shooting cannons for all of eternity and they can't hit our ass.
They weren't ready for this.
They've never had to aim for a boat before. That brings us to the top of the initiative with another Sam attack. That is an 18. There we go. That is one hit point. So far, you have one move and one hit. That brings us to Yavos.
Yavos, man the cannons!
All right, I'll do what I can.
You go below decks and you find the cannons, and they seem to be powered by residuum powder, basically. And you know yourself some arcana.
I'm going to look at the cannon in the window that it's sticking out of, and then I'm going to scooch it away and point my finger outside of the window. Using my new ability of arcane alchemy, I can change the range of a spell. With one single spell slot, I can go up to a mile. And that's with a 30-foot spell. So I'm going to aim towards one of the Sams that's been firing at us and release a very high-level lightning bolt with a range of about 3 miles.
I absolutely love that. That is in range. Go ahead.
Hell yeah. Please, dice. Don't do it. Okay, that is a 19.
That will hit. All right, one Sam is temporarily taken out of action, which are the next two turns. So instead of two Sams getting their actions, they do nothing. And we'll have to wait until the next turn. Also, that one has one hit point on it, which means there's a chance that you could destroy it. In the far distance below you, you see a sudden explosion of energy arcing outward and crawling over the small platform on which these cannons seem to be based.
When the hell did we get new cannons?
Always had a glass cannon, baby.
I love it. That brings us to Gaspar.
Keep us swervy, Mr. Leftnot.
All right. Gaspar is going to use his alchemist tools, going to try and give us some smoke cover here and there.
Ooh.
Just adding more into the fog of war.
Love that.
And hopefully use some stealth.
If you're using alchemist tools, you just use the alchemist tools.
Okay. That sounds good to me, too. Mm. Oh, my intelligence went down. Anyway.
My intelligence went down.
That's 23.
Beautiful. Oh-oh. Beautiful. Are you trying to do a defensive again?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That being a defensive ability effectively causes the 2 AC you were about to lose to come right back, keeping you at 18. That brings us to Wuxia.
Trying to keep his eyes sharp now with the smoke added and the chaos of combat around him, Wuxia is going to use his perception to try to find a safe way through and follow that path.
I like it.
Hell yeah. I'm putting my energy into movement.
Hey!
Look at that! I assume I still get advantage for this?
Yes, you do.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Boink.
And just so you know, you only have to tell me if you're changing it.
Oh, okay, cool. That is going to be a 25 total, 19 plus 6.
That'll do. That is one more movement forward. You are rapidly approaching the ground, and you're starting to realize that as you get closer, there's not that many of these Sams. There really is only 4 of them, and they're all trained at you. That makes it Nelly's turn.
I'm going to use Persuasion, and Nelly is going to use the quill staff to write in the air.
Ooh.
In an array of neon colors above the sloop, the sky says, parlay, ? With a little doodle of Halifon.
Go ahead, give me a roll.
16?
That is exactly the target number.
Hooray! Oh,
exactly right.
I was afraid you'd raised it to 17 for a second.
Just for you.
As a bonus to that, all of them will get a disadvantage on their attack as they question and hesitate whether they should be shooting something out of the air that bears the image of their general.
Hell yeah.
That brings us to the last Sam. That is a natural 20.
No, how about no, though?
You will be taking 2 hits, bringing you to 3.
Ooh.
Yikes. Back to the top of the initiative. Another Sam. That is a miss. That is a miss. And that brings us to Iavos.
Iavos is going to go to the back of the ship where the engine is.
Mm-hmm.
And using his sister's bottle of elemental magic and mystery, he's going to grab some of the herbs that he's collected in Eudaimonia, ones that are bound with divinity, and create an extremely radiant concoction, like glowing with pure sunlight, and attempt to pour it into the engine below the sun crystal, boosting the solar strength of the sun sloop, giving it a juicy speed boost.
I love it.
With some herbalism.
I love that.
Thankfully, I've got some grass from paradise to help with that sunshine. Harvested in a field where it's always perfectly sunny.
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia. 25. That's a way lower bonus than my intelligence stuff. So
that is another successful move. You are now at 3 moves and 3 hits. That brings us to another Sam. I already rolled this one, and instead of moving to the next one, I'm just going to keep it. It was a 3 plus 4. And then another Sam. That is a 15.
Lovely.
That brings us to Gaspar. Your AC drops back to 16.
Given this injection of radiant juice into our sloop, I want to go around the stations and optimize, like, where our sails are for speed, right? Because we had our setup, our rigging was for the amount of juice that we had. But now we're like popping a wheelie, right?
Right.
Like on this boat. We're going a little too fast.
Sky wheelie.
Yeah.
I love the idea that as like the bow comes up, you see a fucking wheel emerge from the water.
Our ship is a Heely.
Yeah. So I would like to use athletics to go around and just readjust as much of the rigging as I can.
I like that. And you're trying to give a speed boost?
Speed boost. Yes. Okay. To more effectively use this NOS.
I love it. Hit it.
My son NOS.
Son NOS. 24.
That is definitely a success. You are now at 4 moves. The ground is approaching rapidly. You are getting closer and closer. You imagine you are not far from being able to land and safely get out of the line of sight of the surface to air.
The ground approaching rapidly isn't always a great thing.
No, usually it's a bad thing. That makes it Wusha's turn.
Wusha is going to brace everything for landing. Prepare what gear he can to make sure that the ship has as smooth an entry as possible. I was thinking about doing a survival on that because this is something we are going to need to survive.
I very much enjoy that. Go ahead and roll me that survival check.
My idea is to have this aid in movement, seeing as that landing is part of movement. Will that count putting the energy there?
I'd say so.
Fantastic. That is a 17 total. 15 plus 2.
That will do it. I did not increase the DC this time.
Oh, thank God.
That is a success. You basically open all flaps and drag fins and start kind of slowing your descent, but giving yourself a nice, even cushioned landing.
Just blowing at the ground as hard as you can.
I imagine that we have, you know, some skis to lower to sort of slide into home on.
I thought you meant skis as in like skeeves. It's like skeeves. No. We got some skis.
Not skeeves. Skis.
We got a snowboard that pops out of the bottom.
Sorry to all snowboarders out there.
Fucking SSX Wusha up in here. Let's go.
That gives you one more move. You are within a single movement of landing. That brings us to Nelly.
I'm going to use acrobatics to dart back and forth, leaping all around the ship, doing all the little adjustments and jobs that I can do to just coast us that last bit of way, hopefully without crashing.
Hit it.
23.
Ooh, that is very good. The surface-to-air strikes have flown largely past you, and yet several chunks have been chewed through your hull. They will take likely days, if not weeks, to repair. But as you pass below the firing solution of the SAMs, your major concern is landing at this speed. Having already done some decent work to protect yourselves, I'd like you all to go ahead and give me one generalized skill of your choice, not using your skill bonus, just your attribute.
Wusha's going to clutch to one of the masts and use strength.
I like that.
As an 18 total.
Marvelous.
Gaspar is going to use some handy dandy rope and see if he can tie a knot real quick around him or anybody else nearby. With sleight of hand dexterity. That's a 10.
Okay.
I'm going to shout encouraging things to my crew. We've got this, guys. Thread the needle. I'm going to use charisma.
Beautiful.
21.
Oh, damn.
Iovis is already in the lower portion of the ship, so he's going to lay his hands across the bottom and try to generate an arcane shield along the base of the ship to soften the impact.
I very much like that.
Using intelligence. 19.
Beautiful.
That's just the modifier, not the skill. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it'd be like a 30-something.
With only one failure, your ship sustains a single additional hit point. Bringing you to a total of 4 out of your 10. As you arise from the dust and smoke, you take in the sight before you. War machines powered by profane magic assault the barbed iron octagonal walls of the Wicked Redoubt, the last bastion for the enemies of General Halifon Orison Jr. Your erstwhile friend is the shadow cast by the beacon he once was. Gone are the ostentatious trappings of hero and performer. In their place, stark utilitarianism. His platinum locks have been rough cut to a few loose inches. His slim, muscular form, once on display beneath flowing articles, has thickened and hardened into the body of a man, encased in battle-scarred half-plate, hewn from the trunk of a gnarled darkwood. Practical clothing in muted earth tones serve their purpose, yet here and there, worn remnants of verdigris, like a memory at the edge of oblivion. What skin you can see is scarred, each like a break in the pattern of his tail, driving the metallic symbols into disarray, as though each wound stood in violation of prophecy. The luminous sky blue of his eyes has grown stormy and gray, and despite the briefest flicker of recognition and warmth, the sight of his former allies seems only to harden his gaze. Say hello to Halifon Orison Jr.
Oh, damn.
Hell
an
yeah.
Elegant Michael. Solution.
I was going to be like, I can't believe you didn't have Michael come for this.
I was just thinking that.
Oh,
we've been coordinating this for a bit. Say hi,
hell
Michael.
Hell yeah.
Kia ora, folks.
That's General Halifon Orison.
I even specifically didn't set up the table for a fifth person, so you guys would be like, okay, there's no way this
I
is
I was
happening.
Also thinking that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So told us, oh, good. I have a friend picking up something. See if you hear something outside.
What a twist.
Fuck.
Watch the language. There are man-children present.
You.
Yeah, me.
Go ahead. Say or do what you want. Just know I don't value you enough for your opinion to have any effect on me.
Ouch. Way to take the wind out of my sails. Except I wasn't going to do all that.
Oh? Maybe you're not a completely lost cause.
Maybe. I just kind of had a moment of antimony.
It's epiphany, you worthless oaf.
Antimony means not alone, you pompous failure. I didn't suffer. I need you to know that. Your neglect is part of who I am. But I don't owe you anything. Because all you ever provided was assets and resources. And my life isn't some investment that has to pay off for you. If you had ever given me anything of value, like love or support or common decency, I might have felt some sense of obligation. I might have protected you. Hell, I might have saved you.
What the hell are you talking about? Save me from what?
The pirates. The ones that hijacked our ring gate. Rusty and I escaped with our lives, but there was nothing I ever could have done to save you.
Wait.
The apple must not fall far from the tree. I thought of everything. If you die outside the cosmic current, your soul can't petition the axial planes. You'll join the ranks of the wailing lost. At least you'll have company. That's more than I ever had. So that's what it feels like to do the stabbing.
Skin of our teeth, eh, Dirk?
Pirates, man. What monsters.
We're about to witness a planar phenomenon, a keyhole between worlds that only marketing can penetrate. Join me as we glimpse into the Adverse.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
People say that happy cows make the best milk. Well, what would you say if I told you our cows were full-time employees? We signed contracts, health insurance, and employee benefits. That's right. Here at Minotaur Creamery, we believe that consent and compensation make the best milk your gold can buy.
It's a good job. I make my own hours, and I'm treated like I'm part of the team, because I am.
Try our new rosemary, double cream labyrinth cheese, big horn heavy whipping cream, or just start your day with a cold glass of our Minotaur whole milk. Minotaur Creamery. We put the dairy in legendary.
Hail, you cuties. My, don't you look nice this week. New haircut? See, there's a very small chance that that was accurate, and I'll take it. Thank you for being an LU cutie and following the show. If you're tuning in today when the new episode goes live, double thank you. For more ways to be thanked by me, try leaving a review if you haven't yet. It really makes a big difference. Check out the other shows on Realm, infiltrate their fandom, and let them know LUQ sent you. Then bring them into our fold. This show is made possible by Patreon. Visit the LUQ.com for links, where you can find a ton of killer D&D rewards and bonus content from the show. And while you're at the website, visit the actors' bios, the merch page, and so much more. Our current legendary midroll teams are the Titan's Rise, the Twilight Concord, the Forgotten Legacy, and this week's featured team, the Ceaseless Horde, with Dave Mladenoff, Daniel Pickens-Jones, Patch Perryman, and Jeff Emmons. To get a personal message on the show, or for possible advertising opportunities, reach out to admin@slapdashstudios.com. Join us on Monday for new episode premieres live with Dana on YouTube. And me and Zach have a lot going on for the next few weeks, but we're going to try to start an exciting new Sol Link Nuzlocke of Pokemon Sword and Shield, with a very special set of rules. So subscribe to the channel and find out when we go live. Possibly Thursday? The mailing address is 2511 Southeast Pine Street, Portland, Oregon 97214. If there's anything you've been dying to get to the cast, no homemade food, please. Hop on the Discord and let us know what your favorite part of the show has been, a moment that made you cry, or a character you wish you could be friends with. We'd love to hear from you. But that's enough out of me. Let's get you back to the battle axes.
Dang, that is a nice sword. Sick, bro.
Yup. Saved up 4 quests worth of loot for this bad boy. Worth every copper.
Oh my gods, blood wolves! Quick, use your new sword!
But I just got it. I don't want to get it all bloody.
Don't get gore on your favorite killing implements. Slaytex weapon condoms. When you're on the offense, use protection.
Wusha whips out his spears and charges Hal directly, running across the ship.
As you approach, 2 heavily armored guards step forward and cross spears in front of him.
Iavos whispers the familiar incantation, looking at Wusha's raging form of calm emotions.
Does a 14 pass your spell save DC?
No.
I didn't think so. Wusha, already in mid-jump, leaping over the gunwale, plummets to the earth and makes no effort to catch himself.
Just a flop.
As you flop down into the mud below, you suddenly feel at home for a brief second before realizing where you are.
Halifon.
Iavos. It's good to see you. Although I didn't call you, so I can only assume why you're here.
Seems like you've been quite busy doing her bidding.
I have been. You've been busy too. It's been 4 years?
Closer to 19.
And you never called? Not once?
That was a choice.
Time moves differently here. I'm glad it hasn't been 19 for me. But still, good to see how I stand.
Is there somewhere we can speak, or should we do our business here and now?
Depends on your business. I'm rather busy at the moment, but I suppose I could make time for old friends.
You stand in front of the Wicked Redoubt, the last holdout of the villains. Inside is one person you never expected to find yourself on the opposite side of a battlefield from, and that is Tangaroa. You remember the words coming through crisp and clean and ringing in your ears. I would rather fight beside villains than become a monster.
I suppose we can cut to the quick right here and now, since you're busy and we don't really want to be here. We've recently learned something quite troubling about the origin of someone we knew and someone we thought we knew. I want to get down off the ship and help Wusha to his feet and say, I'm very sorry, Wusha. Please just give us some time. Also, I didn't want you to die at all.
I'm surprised I have much more to give.
In your oddly calmed state, you take in the damage on the ship, and it's looking pretty rough. Scorch marks, chunks missing, one of the cannons seems to have been bent and damaged from the fireball.
It might be best if I stay back here and see what I could lash together.
Wuxia, this conversation is going to end one of two ways. And if it's the worst of those two, we have to have you there.
Mage Armor.
It's very obvious that the person you remember as Penny suddenly emits a arcane glow.
Hal makes a note.
Then let us speak.
I wave to the guards. Let them through. They'll try Woods first. They always do.
As you finally have an opportunity to look at the Fallow Crown, you realize you do not recognize almost any of them. Other than Iavos, you see a woman who loosely resembles Penny, but gone is the muscular form and the heavy armor. Instead, she wears a golden laurel and carries a lyre. You see a man who you know immediately by battle cry alone to be Wuxia, but now he is tall, with kelp for hair, now silvering at the temples. And the last is a woman with a golden arm you recognize, whose wounds do not seem to heal, and in their place, spectral pink flesh holds her together.
As Hal glances over the party, his eyes linger on the unfamiliar firbolg. He thought they had horns. And the woman that he takes in the details, and Iavos, you can probably tell, he does a little glance around for Gaspar, and there's a moment of concern as he's not quite sure where the rogue is. And he decides that rather than wondering, he'll simply call out, Gaspar, I don't assume you're going to shoot me before they have a chance to talk. Do you want to come out or stay hidden?
I'm right here, Hal.
Hal startles a little bit hearing Gaspar's voice out of this strange woman, but Gaspar has always been strange, and it's not the weirdest thing he's seen on Atheltoa.
I borrow full bodies now, not just heads. I'm really moving up in the world. And you're right, we always do start with words, and somehow still always find violence.
It's the name of the game. Come. You walk through an encampment of soldiers, mutilated, still functioning, as though their wounds simply can't kill them. People whose entrails drag on the ground behind them. People missing limbs. People with limbs stapled or splinted back on. Heads that they're carrying in a familiar fashion.
You see one deranged chirurgeon cutting open one body that is still screaming, pulling free organs to be transplanted into another whose body is more functional.
Is there nothing that can be done for them?
I'm doing what can be done for them. This is all there is now. We enter a tent. It is gray, unadorned, except for a flag, denoting it as having some minor importance. There's no coat of arms or other insignia denote it other than the presence of the flag. You walk inside to a room that you would never have guessed belonged to Hal von Orson Jr. There's a bed, a table. Iavos, it probably feels homey to you.
I do like tents.
And a few maps, but otherwise empty.
Well, look at us, all having been changed quite a bit by the fates of the past few years. Here together again.
Fates? Wish I was going to mumble quietly and look toward Hal when he says that.
You grew your hair out.
We all had to do a bit of redressing after we last met.
I'm not the only one with a new body.
Oi, after you scuttled my old one.
Hal looks confused by that. I didn't kill you, Wuxia. You got in my way, and I knocked you unconscious. You had Iavos. You had Penny. What happened after I left isn't my responsibility.
Oi. Blame the arrows, not the archer.
So, say your piece.
Halifon, what do you know of your father's death?
Hal looks a bit surprised by that question. Least than I'd like to. He died off scry. No fitting way for a legend to end.
Well, on that we can agree. We've learned, and it is now our belief, that the bit of truth that you learned from the codices and followed
The note you left behind with me might not mean what you think it did. We learned who killed your father. It was not on a quest. It was not in a dungeon. But it was done by a monster. He was sacrificed to start a new life. To create a plural where there was not one. You are a failed attempt at that ritual. And it was your mother's hand that guided it. I'm looking you dead in the eyes so you can see the truth behind them. So your mother has always had plans for you. But this was not her first pick.
I feel like I should be more surprised.
And would you like to know why it failed?
Mum would say it was my fault somehow. I wasn't strong enough or good enough. I couldn't hazard a guess. It's not my speciality.
It's amazing how wrong you can be.
No, really, that is what Mum would say.
It's quite the opposite. In that moment, when you were born, you were apparently too good to absorb your father's soul in this dark ritual. And his was too righteous to ruin his son's life, his mortality.
Well, that's very interesting. But it doesn't explain why you're here, especially if I didn't call you. I can only assume you've been brought here by Tongaroa or the forces inside.
We were brought here by the truth and the debt we owe you to give it to you, which ends here. She learned the ritual from Glenn Armistice, and he did not stop when it failed with you.
Of the Adventuring Academy?
Oh, yes. He indeed had a history with your father, but not the way he told it. And to his credit, he did succeed at this ritual. But it was not him that gained plurality. It was another child. I'm sure you know Dirk Bradley.
The imbecile?
That's no way to speak of your brother.
I'm sorry?
As I said, your mother was involved in the ritual.
My mom's favorite child is Dirk Bradley.
That I can't speak for, but he succeeded at something where you failed. Whether by intent or not.
I wish I could smile right now.
As you say that, you realize your natural emotions are starting to return.
I give a very tiny smile.
After we gave you this information, we were going to let you choose to carry on however you wanted. I know what Wusha'd like to do.
I'd like it more and more with each passing moment.
That said, we could part ways and never speak again, and it could be for the best. I haven't thought about the chance of us meeting again in almost 20 years. Not that you haven't been in my thoughts.
Oh, I have.
I know, Wusha.
Either way, it was nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
And as long as we're telling our tales in some way, in that time, after the consequences of the battle we had with you and Penny Dreadful, Penelope was reborn, starting from birth, raised by my hand, and is now my daughter. She bears the name Isadora, and is the world to me.
That sounds a bit like a Skrella novella.
What an unpleasant word.
Yeah. Incredible.
Very funny.
Incredible.
What happened to Penicos? What happened to Echo?
Echo was part of the sacrifice to make Penny reborn. The prophecy of three dying to become one.
Yes, it was. Echo was the vessel. Penny Dreadful carried the soul. And Mama, she had the power.
You said after you delivered this information to me that your debt to me was paid. I have a favor to ask, if you owe me nothing anymore.
I'm very interested to see where your mind is at. Please speak.
Do you still have any of the weapons that can kill plurals?
We wouldn't have come all the way here if we didn't.
Will, Gaspar, you brought it all this way. Seems a shame not to use it.
Rest.
Yep.
I don't feel any better, man.
I know.
I mean, I do a little. There's still...
an aching wound.
Yeah.
It heals. In time. It leaves a big scar. But it heals.
What am I gonna do?
You don't have to answer that right now.
There's just so much, you know? What am I gonna do about my future?
You never worried about it before, and now's a terrible time to start. It's a disgusting habit.
I guess you're right.
And it might be time for me to break one.
Hey, if you need to fart, let it rip. In the void, there's no wind to break.
Dirk, tell me how you're feeling.
I don't know, Warren.
Please. Call me Rusty.
Jesus.
Talk first, violence later.
I think I just took cold damage.
Yeah.
Those back-to-back were both very good lines.
Yes.
I'm going to need to wipe this chair. Holy shit. Sorry, Zach.
Get the poop knife.
It's what? Also for scraping. Yeah. Let's butter this toast. Yeah.
cut the shit. Also, Michael's here.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. You probably gathered that I was back at the mid-roll break, but
yeah.
Well, that's when you walked in.
Well, y'all are probably not going to get to hear all of our collective screaming because it was a surprise to us.
I'd like to think Sam's going to leave it all in.
Yeah,
like,
that's
a good mid-roll.
Were we recording? I think it might have been off for that.
No, it was all on.
It was all on.
The twists and turns.
Bonus content.
Regardless of how it's presented, we were very surprised. We weren't told that Michael was coming. No. Zach bamboozled us by setting up the table with not an extra mic or anything.
I was actually kind of mad that he was like introducing Hal without Michael here. I was like, are you going
to? I specifically did not include two extra mics.
For the listeners, Law just glanced at the door just in case somebody else was about to walk into the room.
Because his name's Michael.
Yeah.
Two extra mics.
Go to hell.
Mike
short for Michael. Michael short for microphone.
Immediately to hell.
In case anyone was wondering, I heard that pun, thought about making it, and declined.
Oh, boy.
Wow, you've changed too.
Yeah.
Dog, you're coming in with character moments and taste.
That much. He did ask me about my insight stats before role playing a surprise.
Fair,
but
that's fair.
Tabletop RPGs have turned.
Yeah, Michael here looking as grizzled as Halifon.
Yeah, he's been to war.
I definitely have filled out my frame more since the last time I was here.
Battle with two children can lead to that.
Yeah, but it's the lack of sleep, not working out or fighting.
Yeah, I feel you.
We gotta slip in some Favy Momos.
Let's do that.
We start with.
I feel like there's one obvious one.
I mean, everyone at the table gets surprised Michael pop in. That's just a given freebie that we all show.
I was gonna say I missed the first half, so I'm operating on a.
There's plenty in the second half.
Let's go.
I feel like we got to start with Michael.
Let's go. Right. Starting with Michael. What's your vibes? And I should very important to clarify. Michael has not been listening to the show.
Nope.
I did not tell him anything about what has happened from the moment Halifon left until now.
Ooh. The last episode of the show that I listened to, because I'm a bad friend. was the episode where they found Zombie Gaspar crawling around on the tower in Eudaimonia.
Yeah, it was too heartbreaking. You had to stop.
I'm pretty sure that episode ended on Iavos recognizing Gaspar and recognizing who he was.
Yeah, that was what.
And that was the last episode that I. So I haven't listened to anything since then, and I know nothing about what you guys have been doing.
God damn.
So my favorite moment would be Gaspar 2's "We wouldn't have come all this way if we didn't have it" line. That was a very good line. There were lots of very good lines, but that one was particularly good.
You almost want to just say the lines.
The
lines.
The dialogue.
Yeah. The acting, because it's not dialogue, it's not scripted.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's go in a star pattern.
Whoa. And it's going to be Angela next.
Whoa.
Mm. We're drawing a 6-pointed star, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Star of David has 6 points.
I know.
I'm liking the description you gave for the shambling army. Like that was, that was a good little setting, because I was just imagining, I don't know, like Darkwood Wraiths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it kind of like really solidified the setting for me.
Yeah,
it was, absolutely. It was a good walk, a good little jaunt through trauma land.
I know enough about what's been going on around me to know that that's kind of what the army looks like.
Yep.
The triage.
Zach didn't give me that description, but I knew he would be chill with it, or he would interrupt if he wasn't.
Yeah, no, totally. You also had the advantage of reading the Halifon script when we were writing the mid-rolls, so he definitely got the idea.
I did have that too, yes.
I also just got the pun for triage.
Thank you.
You fucker.
You missed my groan.
That makes it law.
I liked... it seems weird to like roleplay Iavos kind of cold and indifferent to Hal, but you have to remember he's had 20 years to grow indifferent about this itch.
That's
like
a long one.
You can develop a lot in 20 years. And in that time, he's like raised a daughter born in the chaos of choices that he made. So like, there's not like a bunch of like seething hate, but there's just like a, bro, we could end this anytime and I think I'd be okay.
Well, Wuxia was 20 years deep in the ocean.
Sure. Mm-hmm. To, for Wuxia though, it's been darkness, but it's kind of been like a year.
So right? are you like a nonagenarian now? Like how old is...
people don't get shitty old in Eudaimonia. So not. While the time passed, it didn't take its toll on my body.
Got it.
Bingo. I'm probably like a little more fit. Mm-hmm. Like I put on kind of a dad belly, but I'm just healthier.
That makes it max. I gotta give it to fucking Nelly's cover of Heave and Roll. I gotta.
I already forgot.
First half.
So much emotional time has passed.
I forgot that too.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I have it. That will forever live in my heart. Aww. Thank you. And Lena.
Oh, I thought it was going to you.
Nah.
I mean, it would have if we were drawing the star like an intelligent human being, but...
No, this is correct.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
One, two, three, four, ding. Five, six.
I'd have gone ding, ding versus...
Oh, it here, doesn't matter.
Then back, then, yeah. On the Discord, we'll put the diagram of how Zach has just drawn the star.
Well, I mean, it's a 6-pointed star,
we won't actually do that, but...
Anyway, everyone's like, why are you just posting a Star of David? I'm trying to remember the skill challenge because y'all called out a lot of good moments in the last half there.
Mm, like how I stole everybody else's skills?
Consistently.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Instead of
that
taking any of my own.
I mean, it's,
it's totally fine when you don't roll dog shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like when you're getting powered up by the thing, it's like, I have something extra for you. It's like, oh, is it numbers 2 through 20? I would say that one of my favorite moments in the skill challenge was not only Iavos playing glass cannon, but then especially the exchange between him and Wuxia. Where they're like, when did we get new cannons?
And since nobody else said it, and I can't blame you, I fucking really enjoyed the mechanics of that fucking skill challenge. I had a great time with that. It went really smoothly, and I was really worried that it wouldn't. And it created meaningful consequences to the ship. And I'm like, oh, it's just pure juice. Fucking love it.
I'm just gonna say, like, not. It might be a little easier to fix the ship than we thought, though, because I just got 4th level spells, and one of them is fabric.
Hey. Oh, there you go, there you go.
I'd like to give an honorable mention to Max's death scream at the beginning of the second half as well, which was, it was a good death scream.
I hope it didn't peek out the mic, which I think it did.
Sam, I'm sorry that you have to edit that.
Don't apologize to him, apologize to me, who likes high-quality audio in his podcast and doesn't like peeking.
Zach, I'm sorry, I took a little peek there.
I took a little peek! Anyway, this has been delightful. I want to thank Michael very much for showing up and more importantly for sitting in his car for a stone cold hour waiting for the scene to come up. Y'all also went through the stuff at a slower rate than I expected, so it ended up using up a half an episode. So it's like, all right, cool. We'll do that in the next episode. But it was absolutely beautiful. And as you might imagine, there is a fantastic battle map coming down the pipeline. So I'm excited to see where that comes out.
To lay some pipe.
All right. thank you again, Sam, as always and forever, for editing this episode. And thank you all, for all of you, for just doing such a fantastic job of role-playing your characters and making this, like, moment of return so juicy and emotionally devastating. I'm very, very, very excited about it. And I will be just as excited next time. And until then, we wish you luck.